T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking about sports and television, TV ratings, how they plummeted across the board, really, over this past year. What's it going to be like in the next year? What's it like for you out there, your sports watching habits? And are you using different devices to watch sports? Are you watching less? Did the schedule throw you off? The weird times for the NBA Finals, the NHL, the Stanley Cup. Weird game times, odd game times, things like that. No fans in the seats. Did that make it harder to watch? All of this is on the table at 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rico. What's up?
Ron and Joe, I'm the same as you guys. We don't have the money like big Pompiani, but I cut my cable off. It was just way too much. So now for any sports, my kids, now they have to stream it for me because, you know, I'm almost 60. So they stream like the hockey game yesterday. I got to stream it and I watched it same as everybody else. And I have a smart TV. But what I want to know is how does that probably doesn't, it can't count as far as, you know, like a viewing person because I don't have cable. So they don't know that I'm watching that show. So just like you were saying, Joe, how does that go in?
Well, let me ask you.
Comfort.
Well, let's turn to Bob for that. But first, I have a question for you, Rico. Has cutting the cord and going with streaming, has it affected your sports watching in a negative way, or is it pretty much the same?
No, it's actually the same. And my kids, because I don't know how to do that, so I have to always have to have Antonio has to go and he has to do it for me because I don't know how to do that. So I have my youngest son do it for me, and hopefully I'll learn sooner or later, but it's taken me a little bit longer than I thought, but he always does it for me, and he does it quickly. So I still get to watch every sports that I want, just the same as if I had my cable on.
So, Bob, then the question again becomes, how does that count, or how does that get registered, if it does at all?
And
what you're saying is that...
Well, it registers under streaming numbers. You can you can get streaming numbers on everything that is being streamed. But the question then becomes, like in television, you have to watch a certain amount of time before it actually registers as a rating point, which is why when you have a long event, sometimes you see dips of the numbers. Then they just take the average of the 4 hours. Let's say it's a golf event or 3 hours for a football game or whatever. I don't know how they do that with streaming because – you can put it on your smart TV, absolutely, and I think he's done a good job in doing that. But I think they're two different numbers, and until they figure out how valuable those streaming numbers are in terms of money, then we won't really know what the true number is.
Right. I mean, if there's eyeballs on them, it'll be valuable. Thank you, Rico. Let's go to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Like the show? First off, is Ron there today? I've been in and out of my vehicle.
Am I here today? Yes, I am.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, I'm the Joe that called you a few weeks back. Pomp, you were there too. Joe, you were not. you accused me of telling me how to run your show, Ron, and I actually owe you an apology. You guys were talking about the Pirates, and I said, why does anyone talk about the Pirates? You know what I mean? I do feel that as long as Nutting owns that team, they probably really won't win. But anyhow, as far as sports viewing goes, what about you know, I have a couple of reasons. Sometimes I think just the production of sporting events has gotten over the top. And I think the length of games and all the advertising has gotten to be too much. What say you guys?
Well, length of games certainly for baseball is an issue. They've been trying for years. I think Manfred said it's like dandelions. The problem just comes back every year. They're trying to figure out ways to speed up the game. Baseball, for sure. I mean, football, for years, I mean, they've managed to maintain basically a three-hour and 15-minute game. And I think hockey's pretty good at that as well. Baseball is just the one problem where the games can go on forever. And I think, you know, if it's a good game, that's no problem. But if it's a bad game, it just goes on forever and ever. And there's not a lot of action sometimes, Bob.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem with it. Length of game affects ratings. If you're going to be sitting there, especially if it's on television, the typical TV that is monitoring what goes on, you know, you're not going to sit there for a nine-inning game that takes 4 hours. Most people don't have that kind of time. Joe, to your point with golf, sometimes golf suffers because the event goes too long, and the longer it goes, maybe the overall number dips, even though there are highs and low moments of there. So, yeah, I think you want to control the time if you can, but I think it's very difficult to do in baseball, and I think that's a problem that baseball will have moving forward, no matter what device you're watching.
Joe, I want to go back one. Rico was the previous caller, right?
Yes.
I believe he said his name was Rico. I just don't want him to feel bad. You know, he brought up that he doesn't have Pompeiani money. None of us do. And I just hope Rico doesn't feel bad about that.
I
just wanted to say that for the record, Joe, that I don't want Rico to feel bad because he can relate to you and I. You know that?
You've created this illusion that is not true.
Oh, it's true.
It's not true.
You're a country clubber. You're a country clubber.
I like golf. I like all kinds of golf. You can go to public golf courses and have fun. I wish you would. And again, I do need...
I just don't want Rico to feel bad, Joe, because he's certainly not alone not having Pompeiani money.
Rico, call us back if you're feeling bad. We can hook you up with Bob or Ron. I'm sure they'll make you feel better. No, I was going to say that I think it's across the board that younger people don't want to sit there and watch a 2 or 3 hour event, 2.5, 3, 3.5, no matter what it is. That's why Red Zone's so popular. They certainly want to follow fantasy teams and gambling interests and things like that. But I think the days of people sitting down and watching entire games are starting to leave us, Bob. There's just too many other things that are attracting people's attention, and attention spans, for better or for worse, are dwindling. People don't sit around watching three-hour events,
of the NFL. They have the perfect allotment of games. I think the other thing is, because teams need more money and leagues need more money, they keep adding on more and more. And you get to a point where the actual game is diminished day by day because there's too many of them. So you can pick and choose when you have time to watch. In football, it's one game a week. And again, it's the perfect way because at that point, you're looking for a big game. They all matter. You can look at any of these other sports. You go through parts of the year, Ron, where there's six games in a row that you could lose. It looks ugly, but you're not watching every one of those games. You got too much going on. So I understand why they want more games and more product to give advertisers, but it sometimes works against the overall rating.
Well, I mean, again, I've never seen a bad game. I've never walked away from a game thinking, man, this was a terrific game, but it lasted too long. I have walked away from games thinking, this game stunk. It was over in the third inning, and now if I want to watch the rest of it, I got to sit here for 3 more hours. I think it also depends on the quality you put out. But I have no doubt that Joe is absolutely right, that times have changed. There's a lot more stuff out there to do with social media and all the games and apps and everything else. I don't know that people were ever going to sit around watching too many games from start to finish, unless they're really the diehard fan or they have money on it or they have fantasy football interests or something like that, Joe.
Yeah, and Paul Zeiss just texted me with another good point. I think replay has really... I don't know how much it actually affects ratings, but it's made college basketball has become unwatchable at the ends of games. It used to be just the timeouts. I would be watching a game in the NCAA tournament, and when it got down, great game, when it got down to the final minute and a half and it was just trading timeouts in the NBA and college basketball, I've actually walked away from great games saying, I don't care now anymore. I've forgotten who's even playing. There's been a 10 seconds of action, and it feels like a half hour of breaks. Now, you add on to that all these replays, Bob, and a lot of people were talking about this yesterday. There were a couple different situations yesterday. Completely unwatchable, the ends of college basketball games.
Yeah, I think that's true. And too many timeouts, too many TV replays. They go to it too often. It takes all the excitement of the moment away, and it drags
yes.
it out. But I don't know. I mean, if it's a good game, I still think if you're watching it, you want to see a conclusion. If you've invested that much time, you probably would hang around. But even in games that are over, in other words, double digit, you still have those same kinds of timeouts and replays, and it's too much. I think replaying's gone too far, but we've talked about this before. I think it needs to go back the other way a little bit, but I don't think it ever will.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Steiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and home projects are on the horizon. And they're here with ideas and inspiration for your home or DIY project, or to help find the best company to do it. Throughout March, check out all things home at home at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank for great rates. Coming up, Jeff Capel had an epic little rant the other day on the officiating and was reprimanded by Pitt. Not by the conference, by Pitt. Let's hear the rant and then share our thoughts next on Pomp and the Other Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.